and I'm out of time. You better think I'll lose my mind, 'cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright, hello and welcome to another episode of Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. My name is Matt, and I am your host for the next hour. I do hope you listen for the full show. If you're not able to, of course, you can access any of our podcasts at any time at our blog, ozstrandedradio.com, and you can follow us on Twitter at ozstranded, and also click like, facebook.com/ozstrandedradio. So here it is, another show, lots of great Australian and Canadian underground and independent music, and a real mix this week. We have some singer-songwriters, Canadian singer-songwriters in the second half of the show, Joe Nolan, Ben Kunder and Kip Harness. And then we've got some Vancouver artists that have popped up on the Georgia Strait, listed recently a list of their who they think are some of the best new bands and artists around. So we're going to pick a couple of artists from that list. Of course, we've got some brand new Australian music coming up, including some artists that are playing at the next South by Southwest Music Festival, and a Kiwi band as well, actually. But we're going to start out with here's a curious project that I've recently learned about. I haven't explored yet, but very likely a worthy back catalogue for the band Ashtray Boy. So Ashtray Boy is basically the project of a gentleman named Randall Lee, and he's been making music under this moniker since 1984. They were called Ashtray Boy and His Country Cousin, now just called Ashtray Boy. So there are a number of records out under this name between the years of 1993 and 2015. Here on Wikipedia, the band is notable for Lee's droll lyrics and singing and odd time signatures. Yeah, so there's 9 records out and a whole bunch of singles and EPs you can find as well. So what is interesting too is that Ashtray Boy has, during the band's history, been based in Sydney, Chicago, Vancouver and Melbourne. So it's definitely got a, you know, perfect connection to this show, Australian, and has been active in Vancouver as well. So I'm very curious to explore the back catalogue, and we're just going to start that now with tracks from, starting out with a track from the debut record from Ashtray Boy called The Honeymoon Suite from 1993. And here's a track featuring Liz Phair. It's called Shirley MacLaine. The next track we're going to hear is called Vacuum Cleaner Salesman from The Everyman's Fourth Dimension from 1996. And then Anyone Can Make a Mistake from Painted with the Mouth, which is the most recent Ashtray Boy record from 2015. I hope you enjoy this. This is Ashtray Boy.
Halcyon days with Frankie and Dino. With unnerving shock and fast-screeching cockatoo, she answers the knock, he whispers, I love you. It's the vacuum cleaner, salesman, a seersucker suited talisman.
She wants to the bottom. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
And this is Stranded, the Australian Canadian music show. So three tracks there from Ashtray Boy. Ashtray Boy is the project of singer-songwriter Randall Lee, who is prone to some globe hopping. He has been based in Sydney, Chicago, Vancouver, and Melbourne. I think currently based in Melbourne, but I couldn't be sure. He was a member of the Canaanes too, actually. He left that band in 1991. The first Ashtray Boy record came out in 1993, and it was called The Honeymoon Suite, and you heard a track from it at the top of the show, and then two more tracks from later albums from Ashtray Boy, The Everyman's Fourth Dimension from 96 and Painted with the Mouth from 2015. Interesting chap. Nine records there to check out. All available on Spotify, I've noticed. All right, so the South by Southwest Music Festival happens every year. I've never been, maybe one day. Always a showcase of, a hell of a lot of music. And a lot of Australian bands get there, including one we're going to play now called Amyl and the Sniffers. Punk band. I believe they're Melbourne-based. Punk band possessed by the spirit of 70s Australian rock, they've got here online. So they take the cues from a diverse band of legends, including AC/DC, Cosmic Psychos, Dolly Parton, and Di Antwood. We're going to play a track from Amyl and the Sniffers. But before that, a Kiwi band who are also scheduled to play at the next South by Southwest. They're a psychedelic rock band from Auckland called Swallow the Rat. We're going to hear a track of theirs called Echoes of a Tide. And also an Australian singer-songwriter, a pop artist named Georgie K. That's G-E-O-R-G-I, Georgie K. And her single Lone Wolf. Georgie is currently based in Los Angeles. Okay, let's start out with a Kiwi band called Swallow the Rat, then Amyl and the Sniffers, and Georgie K. You are on Stranded.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
So we feature Australian music on this show, new and old. That was an artist by the name of Georgie Kay with her single Lone Wolf. She is an Australian pop singer-songwriter based in Los Angeles, and she'll be playing at the next South by Southwest Music Festival in Austin, as will the first two acts we heard in that set of songs, starting out with Swallow the Rat, some psychedelic post-punk there from Auckland, New Zealand. We heard their track Echoes of a Tide from their self-titled debut, Swallow the Rat. And then Amel and the Sniffers, some Aussie punk rock with The Mutts Can't Be Muzzled. Awesome single there from Amel and the Sniffers. And of course, all three of those artists are playing at South by Southwest. The next one coming up. So let's shift gears into Canadian music. And we're going to feature some singer-songwriters here in the next set of songs, starting out with Joe Nolan. He is Edmonton-based. His record is out. It's called Crybaby. Came out on September 21st. And you're going to hear the single Breaking Up and Out. And he's been actually featured on the No Depression website. So he's getting some press in the States as well. He's done a lot of touring over the last few years. He's even shared stages with Wilco, Whitehorse, Todd Snyder, so he's really getting out there. He's wrapping up a Canadian tour, still dates in Saskatoon, Winnipeg, and Edmonton ahead. So that's Joe Nolan. And then we're going to introduce you to Ben Kander. He is Toronto-based. His latest record is Better Human and Fight for Your Time is the track we're going to feature. And then Kip Harness, who's very well established. That name is spelled K-Y-P, Kip Harness. And we're going to hear his track called Sweet Relief. So Kip is also Toronto-based. This is actually his 14th release. 14th album, and he's even published two novels, so this guy is pretty active. He released his debut in 1991 and is still going strong. So here we go. We have one artist here from Edmonton, Joe Nolan, and then Ben Kander and Kip Harness, both from Toronto. Here are some Canadian music for you on Stranded.
Thanks a lot. tell me the truth. I know you love to lie. You think it's bulletproof. For you, I'd change my life. Days are all so long. I work so hard, but I never get anything done. It shouldn't feel so wrong to dim the light. For a second, I'm just on my own. But I always gotta fight for time. Time to be alone. Just a moment, there's never enough.
Give me your love, but give me some time. Give me just a moment, there's never enough. Give me your love, but give me some time. Still want my freedom. Close my eyes and play my favorite song. For a second, I'm just on my own. But I always gotta fight for time. Time to be alone, time to be loved. And you're always on my mind. Give me just a moment. There's never enough.
Give me your love, but give me some time.
Give me just a moment. There's never enough.
Give me your love, but give me some time.
I don't wanna fight for time with you. There's never enough.
ain't got the easiest road to hold. In a life that's pushed up to and fro, and is never what is seen. She is down, but still believes. She gives more than she receives. She's reaching out past all she grieves for sweet. Spends his life all alone watching starry skies go by. Each goodbye fills his eyes with tears to be. He's not sure if he's got time to spend to turn it around.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
Welcome back to Stranded. So in that set of songs, we featured three singer-songwriters currently active in Canada. First up, we heard an Edmonton-based artist named Joe Nolan with his track Breaking Up and Out from his record Crybaby. Then we went east to Toronto with Ben Kunder and Fight for Time from his record Better Human. Ben is on a huge tour. He's done pretty much all the Canadian dates and he's headed to the UK. And then we also have we had a track called Sweet Release from Kip Harness, a very well-established artist from Toronto as well. All right, so if you're a regular listener, you know we play a lot of music from Vancouver bands and artists. The Georgia Strait recently posted 10 of the best new acts in Vancouver to keep an eye and ear on. So we're going to play a couple of these artists. Folk artist named Georgia Lee Johnson. And they've given her a lot of credit for saying here, it's in this post-everything age, it's easy to be cynical, which makes Georgia Lee Johnson something of a rarity. The singer-songwriter is earnestly plain-spoken, almost to a fault. But you've got to admire someone who can step on stage and sing simple, soul-bearing lines such as, "Give me a kiss goodbye, I will try not to cry." So she has a debut album produced by Jordan Klassen called Wandering, and we're going to play a track from that right now called Younger, Brighter. And then Leif Hall is another artist that were picked from this list. Leif Hall is an experimental electronic pop artist. She has a record out called Roses for Ruins, which came out in April of 2018. And she headed off on a North American tour on the basis of that record. Okay, Vancouver music now. Here is Georgia Lee Johnson.
Days Is heaven a heart or a home in the sky? Sometimes it feels like I'm living my whole life, living inside of a circle of goodbyes. We left our home for a new My heart was left in the old one.
name's Chris Horrific.
I always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
A couple of Vancouver artists there. Georgia Lee Johnson, folk artist with Younger Briding from her debut record Wanderling. And then Leif Hall, more on the pop experimental side with Roses for Ruins from that record by the same name. And both of those artists were picked by the Georgia Strait recently as being some standouts from the contemporary Vancouver scene. That's it. We'll be back next week. This has been Stranded. You can catch us online at ozstrandedradio.com, facebook.com/ozstrandedradio, and we're at Twitter at ozstranded. You have yourself a fantastic week. I do appreciate you listening. Bye-bye.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
CM, the CIA, think I'm Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, the CM, the CIA, and the Scatulia, to lead in, for Musqueam, a stale.